We're up to Daf Ayin Tes Samar Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Noflu lo ksofim. Let's say if the lady, the wife, after Nisuyin, now she receives a matona present, or else her father dies and she yashins her father, and she receives ksofim money, not karka, not property, but she receives money. So lochar is yukach ben karka. With this money that she receives now, and we're talking about after she has Nisuyin, after she's already married to a husband with Nisuyin. So the law reads that anything she receives on Ichse Milug, the husband has the right to eat the peris, eat the produce what comes out of it. So if she only yash and they got a present of money, the eighth, what we tell her to do is, Yikach Bem Karka, with this money that she receives, she has to buy herself some property, she has to buy Karka, and Vuhuaycho peris, and then the husband will be able to eat the peris, the produce what comes out of this karka. In other words, the care and the capital remains hers. That's the nichse melug. And like usually, the husband has the right to eat the peris of it. What about peris hatzlushim in a karka? Let's say she yarshined, or she got a present, fruits that are already cut off the karka. Nor she yarshined fruits. So the chur, that's the same halacha, like she yarshined, like she received the present of money. That's the same halacha, that yukach ben karka, with the money, with the value of these fruits, she has to like sell the fruits, and with the money she should buy herself some karka, some property, and vuaycha peris, and the husband has the right to get the peris out of it. What about the peris hamechaborim bekarka? Let's say, in other words, she yarshins karka, but the karka, this property, has fruits growing on it already. It's land with, let's say, oranges, with apples growing. So now, here it's a machlokes. Omer Rabbi Meir, Meir says like this, that Shomin Oiso Kama Hiyofa Beperis, the Kama Hiyofa Bleperis. In other words, she is receiving now this land with the apple tree on it. So now, the value of this land, that's called like the Keren. That remains by her. So therefore, we have to see how much is this land worth. It's not only worth the land itself, but also has an apple tree on it. So the apple tree makes the land worth more. So the fact the land is worth more because of the apple tree, that's all considered part of her keren. Now, umoyser yukach bem karka v'uecha peris. Now, how much more this karka is worth because of the apple tree, the extra that it's worth, that extra money, she gets that extra money, and with that money she has a right to buy more property. And now the husband has a right to eat the produce, the fruits, from both these properties. In other words, Remeya holds that the peris that come on the ground, when it's attached to the ground, is like karka. It really goes directly to the isha, and the husband only has the right to eat the peris what grow afterwards. But the fruits that are grown on the karka, on the land already, when she receives it, all belongs to her. The chachamim say no. They argue and say hamechuborim lekarka shaloi. No, you should know what's mechubur the karka, the peris, when she yashim, does she get a present now, a land, and it has fruits growing on it. The fruits that are growing on it right now is called like peris, that the husband has the right to eat it completely, and the only thing the isha she receives out of it is the capital, is what the ground itself is worth. But the value of the peris, that's the din of peris. Because even though it did not grow while they were married, it grew already before, and the isha is receiving it, this present of this Yerusha complete field with the apples. The Chum say, so what? Now that she receives this land with the apples on it, the apples is called like peris, is like the produce of the ground, that it's the regular takana, that the husband has a right to eat it. Therefore, the husband takes all the fruits. But for Hatlushim and Akarka, let's say if on this karka there are also fruits that were cut off the karka, it's not attached to the karka, then that's something different. Then it's considered like the lady, the wife, is yashin now money, and therefore, shelo, it belongs to her. The yukach ben karka, what you're supposed to do with these tlushim and a karka, with the peris, the fruits that are cut off already, that's like she yashin's money, that she has to buy herself land with this money. Vuaycha peris. And then, like the regular takana, the husband has the right to eat the peris, the fruits of this land. So, kitzus machlokes chachom and remeya, if she yashins or she gets a present, a land that has apple trees on it, what's the loch of these apples? Since it did not grow when it was in her rishus when they were married, it grew already before. So Rav Meir holds it goes to the Isha, it's all called part of the capital of the land, that the Isha has a right to get it, even though the husband could eat these pears. So as I said before, we have to see how much it's worth, and that much money she has a right to go take it and buy more land, and then the husband eats all the fruits. And the Chacham say no, that Lamaisa Shiyash and fruits, it's attached to the ground, it's called Teres, that it goes directly to the husband. She does not get anything from those fruits that are growing on the karka. She only receives the karka itself, not the fruits. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says like this, Mokom Sheyofa Koicha Bichnisoso, at a place where he gains on the deal, when he first gets married to his wife, when they have Nesuyin, and like we learn now, that if his wife yashins some karka, some property, that he has a right to eat the fruits of it, so his power is great when he comes in, but Hura Koicha Bichnisoso. In the same manner, he loses out, though, when he gives his wife a get. When he gives his wife a get and she goes away and she takes back the Nichse Milug, he loses out. And we'll soon see what that means. And just the opposite, that Mokam Shara Koich Bichnisosai, in a place where the husband loses out, when he first gets married, Bishas Nesuyin, upon the Schusim, the right that the husband has in his wife's property, and you'll soon see the case that he loses out. But you should know, when he leaves, when he gives his wife a get, he gains on the deal. Then like he gets back his power. So what does Rav Shimon mean to say like this? Ketzad, Peres ha-mechuborim l'karka. Let's say it's this land with the apple tree, with the orange tree. So the fruits are attached to the ground. Bichnisosoi, when they first get married, nerds, when they have nesuyin, and now she yarshins an orchard, the locher is shaloi, that all the fruits go directly to the husband. Kitzur Reb Shimon holds, like the Chachamim, that even though she is Yashin in our orchard, that means the land with the oranges, still, since it's oranges, though it's fruits, the fruits go straight to the husband. So that's called Yofa Koyche B'chnisosai. By Shas Nesuyin, the husband gains on the deal, he has the right to keep all the fruits. But Uvitziyosai, when she leaves, when she gets a get, and the law is she has a right to get all the property back. Like we're saying, the husband only eats the fruits, calls them on the married. But when he gives her a get, the nichse milug, the property that belongs to her, she takes with her. So, let's say when they're getting a get now, the karka, the land, is full of fruit. The orchards are the apples are blossoming, the orange are blossoming. The law is she gets it. When she goes out, she takes the karka the way it is with the fruit. Even though when they're married, the husband gains on the deal, when he gives her a get, she gains on the deal. And what about the opposite way? Let's say again, if she yashins the orchard field, but all the oranges are cut off already. So then the locher is bichnisosa shaloh, that when they first b'shas nesuyim, when they're married, if she yashins this or gets this for a present, she brings it into her husband, the locher is that she has the right to use these pears. Since it's not part of the ground, it's considered like she yashined money, and with this money now, with the value of these pears, she sells and buys karka. But the karka belongs to her. Or you could see also, but when they're leaving, when she's getting a get, and she has a right to take her property, if the orchard that she's taking back, if the oranges were cut off already, now the locher is shalai, it belongs to the husband. In other words, as soon as the husband pulled off the apples, off the tree, he is zayich, it's called his peres. And if he gives her a get afterwards, all she has the right to take home with her is just the rest of the, is just the karka, the land itself, and not the fruits. So that's what Bishimon is saying, that sometimes the husband gains when they're married, and sometimes she gains when she gets a get. Our co-partner Rabbi Shimon holds like the Chachamim that if she yashins the land with the karka, the peiros, the fruits on the karka goes to the husband. That's called shaloi. Now the Gemara says pshita, like in a case again where the wife yashins, she receives money or she received it for a present. So the halacha, the Mishnah says this: she has to sell it, like she has to buy karka. So let's say there's a question between the wife and the husband: what to buy? What to buy with this money? Gemara says, Pshita, that Arya Boti. If it's a machloikis, one says, let's say she says she wants to buy land, and he says, no, I want to buy a house with this money. Halach is Arya. We told them to buy land. Land, that's the main thing to buy, that's called karka. That's better. What about bought the bedikli. The shayla is that they both agree not to buy land, but one wants to buy a house and the other one wants to buy a dekla, a palm tree. So we say bote, for sure we tell them to buy botim, to tell them to buy houses, that's better. You get more money from it, you could rent it out, it's better. Now the first thing is ground, land, that's the best thing, it doesn't right away, and the husband could work on it and get a lot of pears, get a lot of fruits out of it. But now if they don't want to buy land, a house, or a deck on a house, you get more from. What about, the question is, dikli vilni, it's a question, one says to buy a palm tree, and one says to buy other type of trees. Halacha is dikli, a palm tree, that's also good. That's also better. What about ilni v'gufni? It's a question whether to buy a tree, whether to buy a vines, to buy for grapes. The halacha is ilni, a tree lasts longer is better than vines. What about though, abba zarda or peri de kavri? This is a shaila now. What about the question to buy, let's say, a forest? Rashi says, arba zardosa means yar lach techeitzim. You want to buy a forest that with that wood, you're going to chop it down and use the wood? Is that called peris or is that called karka? Zardosa, Rashi says, ilona shel zardim loyhoya priyan choshev len mekeitzim as leitzim. Same thing. Arba zarda, the trees you only use for cutting down for the wood. It's not peris, they really grow out of it. Or also peri de kavri. Let's say you have a fish pond where you have fish inside it. What's the lock of that? Rashi says nafulah birusha ktsitas eitzim, or else v'dogim b'shebachafira. Or else she received in the Yerusha, she received this pond of fish. Yevakarku keren. Yes, the question is like this: she received in Yerusha, she received now this forest, or else she received now this fish pond. So pshita, the ground of the fish pond and the ground of the forest, that pshita is called karka, that belongs to her. The question is though, the wood itself that's growing in the forest, or else the fish that's in the pond, what is that called? Is that called like peris that goes to the husband, or else is it called part of the karka that belongs to her? So amrilah, some say peris, some say that's called considered like peris. The amrilah, and some say no karna, that's called karen. So the one that says it's peiris pasha, it means that the husband has a right to eat it. At the chum say, goes to the husband. The yarmulah karna, some say, no, that's also called part of the keren, that it also belongs to the wife, and therefore they sell it and buy more land with it. So Mar says, klalo de milsa, what's the klalo over here? What's the general rule? That gazo machlif, if it's something, let's say like fruits, that you pull off and it grows back again, peiri, that's called peiris, that's called fruits that go to the husband. Whereas the keren is always there. What pulling off, that's called peris produce, but it grows back again. What about ein gaza machlef? That's like the forest trees here. Once you knock it down, it doesn't grow up again. Then it's called karen, that's called part of the keren. So that's why they say it's called keren here, that the wife has the right to use it, and therefore she sells it, and with that buys more property, and the keren stays by her. Now this is where we have the gist, where Rashi learns. Teis brings down the Ben Rach, learns differently, but we'll leave it this way. That's the klal de milsa, that gaza machlef, if it grows back again, it's called peris, and then it goes to the husband, but like over here, this forest, or else these fish, it doesn't grow back again once you use them, therefore it's similar like keren, the capital that goes to the wife, and she sells them, and with the money she buys karka, and then from the karka, the husband eats the produce. Omri Rabbi Zera, Omri Rabbi Shia, Omri Rabbi Yana, V'yamri lo som say Omri Rabbi Abba, Omri Rabbi Shia, that Omri Rabbi Yana, the what hagoinev vlad behemas melug. Behemas melug means if the isha, the wife, she yashined an animal. That's what she received for the Yerusha. Or else somebody gave it for a present. And obviously the behema gave birth. So now somebody comes and steals the vlad of this behema, the child of that animal. What's the halacha? So it says, mishalem tashlume kefal isha, that the ganav now has to pay back kefal to the wife. So who you see the vlad here, the child of the animal, is called her property. It's called, belongs to her. So Mora says, Keman, who's it go like the Chura? Like Rabbonin, for like Chananya. This does not go like the Rabbonin Shita, not like the Chananya. So Rashi says that the Havamina here is that the kefal goes to the wife. Rashi says, V'loy Labala, not to the husband. Kasalkadaita said, Havamina over here is that the Ksavari holds, Ein Havlodos Peri. He knows the Vlodos here, the children, are not called Peris. Ela Karen, it's called part of the Karen that belongs to the wife. Therefore, the law is that true, she's supposed to sell it, and with the money she buys sell property karka. Because they're afraid mother, maybe the mother will die, and then the children would also die. So therefore, this is all considered like part of the keren, not the peiros, not the fruit, the produce of the mother, but rather it's all considered like part of the mother. Therefore, it goes to the wife. Therefore, if somebody steals it, now you have to pay kefil to the wife. So Gemara says the chura command. Who does this go like? The chura is not like the rabbon, not like Hananya. Tetanya, because we learn like this. Vlad behemis milug. What's the loch of Vlad of the child? Behemis milug of the animal that the mother of the animal belongs to the wife. That's called Vlad behemis milug. That the wife Yashan, the God of present an animal, and now the animal gave birth. So it says here Labal that the child goes to the husband. What about Vlad Shivchis Milug? Let's say the wife Yashan the Shivcha, a maid, and now the maid became pregnant and gave birth. Leisha, the child of the Shivcha, goes to the wife. That's what the Tanakhama says. But I call upon him the Vlad of the behemoth says clearly goes to the Baal, to the husband. His Bryce is not like this. V'chananya ben Acha Yeshayo Omar, he says like this, that also Vlad Shivcha Milug ki Vlad Behemoth Milug. No, that he holds just like the Vlad of the behemoth goes to the husband, who adin when the Shivcha gives birth now, the child also goes to the husband. So Chananya holds both cases, the children go to the husband. So here our first braisa that says if somebody steals the kid of the animal, that you have to pay the kefil to the Isha, it's not like neither of them. Because both of them over here say that the Vlad of the behemoth goes to the Baal. So therefore, if somebody steals it, you should have to pay the kefil to the husband and not to the Isha. So does our price to go like? So Gemara says, Afilu tema divri akul. I'll tell you now, our price goes according to everybody. And I'll tell you like this. Peirot kino le rabbonon, but peirot de peirot le kino le rabbonon. That means, even if you want to tell me now the Vlad behemoth goes to the husband, that's called Pera. That's called the Peras of the mother, is called the Vlad, the child. The child of the animal, that's called the Peras of the animal that goes to the husband. But I'll tell you, Pera, the Pera, let kino le rabbanin. The fruits of the fruits, like here Rashi says, Kefal abolov. If somebody steals this Vlad, and because that he has to pay back the Kefal, that's called the Zalachwiz. If you steal, you have to pay back twice as much. So the Kefal, the double amount, is Kanas. That's considered like peri de peri. That's like a double produce of the original mother. The first produce is the child. And then out of the child, like it's coming the kefil. So peri de peri, everybody holds, the husband does not get. That's why the Brisa says the kefil goes to the wife. So Mora says, Bishlei melech Hananya, hainad leich hashin and lemisa. I mean, it's good according to Hananya. That he says the Vlad of the Behema, or the Vlad of the Shivcha, is called Peris. In other words, because what's called the Keren, what's called the capital? The mother. And we're not afraid the mother's going to die to say there'll be no more Keren left. So since we're not afraid Lamisa, therefore we say the child of the mother, that's called Peres, that's called the produce of the mother. That's why the produce to pay the Vlad goes to the Baal, even like we were saying before though, but the Kefal, that's called the Peres, that goes to the Isha. But Kol Ponim is good Chananya that he holds, both the Vlad of the behemoth and the Vlad of the Shivcha both go to the husband. Because it's only called Peres, it's not called Keren. The Keren is the mother itself and not the child. Ela Rabbonim, according to Rabbonim and Manashach, why do they make a difference between the Vlad of a behemoth and the Vlad of a Shivcha? Ichashina lemisif, they're afraid maybe the mother will die. So that's why they say the kid is not called the Peres, but it's called part of the Keren. Safilu Vlad Behemoth Melugnami. He should even say then of Vlad Behemoth Melug, he was afraid it's Kodash, should also be called Keren. It should also only go to the Isha and not to the Baal. Because if you're afraid maybe the mother will die, so if the mother dies, where's the Keren? Keren capital means you have something that's Chayav HaKayim, it's always there. So if you're afraid the mother's going to die, you're going to have to say the kid is also called part of the Keren and not the Peres. So if Yechosha Lemisa, even the Vlad of the Behema should also go to the wife and not to the husband. Nami loy. Vi loy chayesh Lemisa. If you're not afraid of Misa, that's why you say no by the Vlad Behema. It's called like Peris, that it goes to the husband. Afilu Vlad Shivcha. Afilu Vlad Shivchem Lugnami, even the Vlad of a Shivch also, which is say it's called Paris, and should also go to the husband. So Gemara answers Li Oilom Chayshin Lamisa. It's taka true that the Rabban and Taka are afraid that maybe the child will die, and therefore the child really should be called part of the Karen that goes to the Isha. But Vishani Behema, and that's why it's good by the Vlad of a Shivcha, it goes to the Isha. But the reason why Behema, he says different, the reason why Behema, he says the Vlad of the Behema goes to the Baal, goes to the husband, Vishani Behema, Dikaira. Because by the Behema, even if the mother dies, still you have this skin, so there's always Karen, there's always some capital left over. Therefore, the Karen of the Behema is called the mother itself. And the Vlad, the child, even though it's possible the mother may die, still the child is only called Paris, produce that comes out of the capital. Therefore the produce, therefore here he holds, the Chum say, it goes to the Baal. Omer Afuna Barchia, Omer Shmuel, Halacha Kechananya, the Psak is like Chananya, that both of them go to the Baal. In both cases, the Vlad of the Behema and the Vlad of the Shivcha is only called Paris, that go to the Baal, go to the husband. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Nachman, Af agav the Yom Shmuel halacha kechananya, even though Shmuel just passed and said halacha is like chananya, he should know moide chananya. Chananya himself agrees sheim nizgarsha, that if when she gets a get noisenes domim v'noit losan, she has a right to pay money and get back the vlad, even though you tell me now the vlad is called like Paris that go to the husband. But when she gets a get, so when she gets a get, the mother of the animal or the shivcha, for sure that's called the Karen, that goes back to the wife. That's like nichse melug. His chiddush is though, but she also has a right now to pay money and get back the child, whether the child or the animal or the child of the shivcha. Why? Mifnei shvach beisaviyah, because it means something special to it, like the shvach, the nice of what she has from her father's house. Since that's the Yerusha, she received this animal from her father, so the child or the animal means a lot to her. Therefore, even though it belongs to the husband has to give it to her if she pays for it. The same thing, the blood of the Shivcha. Omar Rovo, Omar Rav Nachman, Hechnis Eloi Eiz Lechelboi. Let's say she brings in to him when she first gets married, she has a goat. And the peiris of the goat is the milk. It milks, it has milk. For Rochel Gizosa, or else a sheep she brings in for its wool. For Tarnagolis Lebeitzosa, or else hen for its eggs. Videka leperoisa, she brings in a palm tree and he gives off dates. Halacha is oichal v'hoylich ad shetich lakeren. The husband has the right to eat all these fruits. He has the right to eat all the pears until the keren gets used up completely. And Rashi explains, like by these things, even when they're used up, there's still something left. The mushel by the behema, there's still the oil left over. There's still the skin left over. By the tanagurlis, there's the feathers. By the deko, by the palm tree, there's still the branches, the wood. Therefore, what grows, what comes out, is called peris, and the husband has the right to eat these things, to eat the fruits, even though to mamash the thing dries up till it gets used up completely. Mer says, Amar Rav Nachman, Ailo like glima. Let's say she brings in clothing, alachar is perihevi. It's called like fruits, perihevi. The use of the clothing is called like a produce of the clothing. Therefore, the husband has a right to cover himself with it completely, to use it, adekalya, until it gets used up. And Rashi said, like vashchotim yilola keren, and the ruined clothing, the worn out clothing, if you can't use it anymore, that's the remains of the capital. That's what belongs to the Isham. But the use, the wear and tear of the clothing, that's called peres, that's called the produce of it. And that goes to the husband. So Gemara says, Kaman, who does this go like? He high tunnel at this Tana. The Tanya we learned, ha melech vi ha choyl ha reze peres. Salt and sand, that's called like Paris. Pier, shall gofris, or else mechafura shall tzrif, is rameyer or makaren, nacham or meparis. There's like sulfur, or else other type of aluminum mine. Things like this is also, it's a machloikis that rameyer says is called karen, that it goes to the Isha. The chom or meparis is also called the Paris. So Rashi explains like this. Like that, what Rav Nachman before said, that if she gets clothing, so the loch is the husband has the right to wear it, to use it, and tear it, until there comes nothing left of the worn out clothing, that's called a Karen. So who holds a sora like this, that something gets worn out, is still called the Keren, is still called the capital? That's like the Rabbanon here of Rabbi Meir. The why? Because the Machlokes here is like this, the Tanya, again. That HaMelech V'Hachol, if an Isha inherits, or she gets a present, Rashi says it's like on the seashore. She has a hole there, she will land, that you have a sand there, and you have Melech and salt there. So Harezu Peris. This is called Peris, because it never gets used up. There's always kesed, like water coming in there, and it dries up, and you have salt there. So the husband has the right to use this salt. That's called the Peris. And the guf, the keren, that's always chai v'kayim, you always remain with this land. Like, we don't tell it to sell it. No, it always stays. But the machlekes here is, what about she gets a place where they pull out the sulfur from? Reals mechfurit shel trif, Rashi says it's a lumen, a type of also something you use for dye, for dyeing other things. There is a machlekes, remeyer, or a mekeren. Remeyer says, this property now, is eventually it's going to dry up. You're not always going to have sulfur there, you're not always going to have this dye there. Therefore, the whole thing is called Keren. We don't let the husband use it, but rather they're supposed to sell it, and with the money they'll buy the other karka, and then the husband can use the produce of the other karka. Because according to Reb Meir, it has to be that the Keren always stays here. For the Chum is saying no Paris, the Chum considered this to be like Paris. So you see, according to Chum, this called Paris over here, that means even though the sulfur will be used up, or else this thrift will be used up, but even after it's used up, still you have the dry land itself, that's called the Keren. So you see, according to Chum, as long as something is left over, that's called the capital. And any produce that comes out of it in between, that's called the Peris. Just like Reb Nachman said, that when she brings in clothing, the husband has the right to wear it and use it, even though it gets used up, because the Keren is called the leftover, the ruined part of the clothing, that's still called the Keren. Yeah, then the Gemara says in the Mishnah, Reb Shimonai Memakim Shiyofa Koichoi. Reb Shimon says there's a difference between when the Bishas Nisuyin, or else Bishas he gives her a get. So Gemara is the Kasher, Reb Shimon Hainotanakama. The Chur Reb Shimon, that's the same Svar as the Chachamim, that we said that what's Mechubah to the Karka goes to the husband. That's all called Teres. So what does Reb Shimon say more than the Chachamim? Josh should have said, Reb Shimon Hainotanakamim. So Gemara says, Amarova Mechuborim Bishas Yitziyu Ikebenayu. That the Tanakama doesn't talk about this. Now, Bishas, the husband gives his wife a get, and she has a right to take back her nichse milug. What's going to be if the property now is full of pears? The orchard is grown, it's full of oranges. Who gets the oranges? So Tanakama didn't talk about it. Reb Shimon is the one that says this chiddush, that no, that it goes to her. She has a right to take it, even though the fruits grew while they were married, Bishus Habal. But so what? Since now that she gets the get, she takes the karka with the fruits that are on it. But it could be, according to Chum, they argue and say no, that since Lamaisa these fruits grew while they were married, therefore the fruits is considered the peris of the husband, and now when he gives her a get, he has a right to still pull off the peris and eat them, and only give back the karka. That's the machlekes, as the Gemara says, Michuborim b'shas yitzika b'nayil. B'shati gives her a get, and she has a right to take back a nichsa milug, the peris that I'm a chubur, who has a right to use it? That's the machlokes of Shimon and the Tanakama. Now the next Mishnah says, what about noflulo avodim ushvachos? Let's say she receives for Yerusha after the marriage, after Nisuyin, she receives avodim, slaves, ushvachos, was maids, sikanim. If they're older ones, so the pshat is they're going to die soon, it's not called real Karen. Therefore we say yimachru. She's supposed to sell them. And with the money, v'yukach b'mehen karka, let her buy karka, property that she'll be able to use, that's called, it'll stay a long time, that's called Karen. V'u echo peris, and the husband in between will be able to eat the fruits that grow out of the karka. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, loy mel, loy timcha, no, you don't have to sell these shvachas, or these avodim. V'vnei shehen shvach b'savir, because of something that she's proud about, this was from her father's house, the slave or the maid that she got from her father, she doesn't want to sell it. Therefore, that's also considered like Karen, and she doesn't have to sell it. What about Noflulo Zaysim Ugafanim? Let's say she inherits olive trees, Zaysim Ugafanim, and vines, grapes, is Zikainim Yimachru. If they're older vines and older olive trees, then again you're supposed to sell them. They're not going to last too long. And Vyukach Ben Behen Karka, let her buy Karka with it, and that stays. And therefore, Buaycha Peris and the husband will be able to eat the fruits that come out of this Karka. Reb Yehuda Aymel Loi Timcha, no, again, she doesn't have to sell it if she doesn't want to. Bivnei Shehein Shvach Beis Aviyah, if some Shvach is something she's proud about that she received from her father's house, his zeisim, his olive trees, or his vines. Therefore, she does not have to sell it. She has a right to keep it. All right, turn over.